This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. An 8th Massachusetts state trooper has been charged in the unfolding overtime pay scandal. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling dropped that news today, just before convening a reporter's roundtable to talk more broadly about his first year on the job. WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker was at the table, and she joins us now. Hi, Deb.
Hi there. So how are you today?
I'm very well. And let's start with the state police. It's both the news of the day, and it's also been a big part of Lelling's tenure so far. So what did he have to say?
Well, that was the first question to U.S. Attorney Lelling, was to comment about today's news that another state trooper was charged in this overtime investigation. Also, we heard today that two troopers who are facing charges agreed to plead guilty, and another trooper was set to formally admit his guilt. But the trooper charged today is 40-year-old Heath McAuliffe. He's being arraigned in federal court at this hour. And U.S. Attorney Lelling said the investigation by his office into the Massachusetts State Police is ongoing. Here's a bit of what he said.
It appears necessary from what we've seen so far to clean house a little bit at the state police. So we are going to keep investigating the use of overtime at the state police while we have leads.
And Callum, he also said that he's hoping for a thorough yet speedy investigation so state police in Massachusetts can move on.
Yeah, speedy, but it doesn't sound like he's done,
doesn't.
What else did he say would be main priorities for 2019?
I think he said, hands down, the opioid epidemic is his main priority. Lelling said he's working on this on several fronts. He made his first public comments today during this reporter's roundtable since he sent letters to Massachusetts doctors recently warning them about their opioid prescribing. He said his office sent letters to doctors whose prescribing habits were flagged after an analysis of state and federal data. And when he was asked to specify that today, he said he couldn't specify the type of data, but he said if someone had overdosed within 60 days after receiving a prescription for opioids, that doctor was sent a letter. Here's a bit more of what he said.
The point of the letters was essentially to use the authority of my office to remind prescribers that they need to be very careful with what is, in this day and age, literally a deadly substance.
And Lelling also said, Callum, that any sort of marijuana enforcement, because although recreational marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts, he said it is still legal, illegal under federal law.
Right.
He said he would take a back seat to enforcing marijuana laws because fighting the opioid epidemic is more important. Although he did say he would review certain crimes related to marijuana if they were particularly egregious. But the interesting thing, Cal, that he said was that he's focusing on the city of Lawrence. He mentioned Lawrence several times during this reporter roundtable, and he said expect enforcement action there because of the opioid epidemic and other things. And he said he wants to make it uncomfortable in Lawrence. And of course, immigration came up during this roundtable, and he was asked about that, and he said, you know, I see no problem using immigration laws sometimes when I'm doing a drug investigation because it can be faster than using a criminal proceeding to try to remove drug activity from a community like Lawrence. Let's listen.
So if you want to stop Lawrence from being a locus of this activity, I mean, Lawrence basically straddles 93 and then 495 to 95, you need to make it uncomfortable. And using the immigration laws is a good way to make it uncomfortable for those drug dealers who happen to also be here illegally.
And Lelling also said he's going to use immigration laws to fight gangs. And he said the MS-13 gang has pretty much been eradicated in Massachusetts.
A bold assertion there, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's been another big immigration story in the news lately. Just last week, the Boston Globe reported that a Newton district court judge may have been involved in helping a man leave a courthouse and evade immigration officials. We still don't know exactly how that played out, but did Lelling address that? It's reported that he's formed a grand jury to investigate, but I understand he didn't confirm or deny that.
Well, he was asked about it. He won't confirm an investigation, as is typical for law enforcement officials. He did say that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has its own guidelines, and he said ICE is not often arresting people in courtrooms, but when it does happen, it gets highly publicized. U.S. Attorney Lelling also said he has no problem with immigration officials being in the courts to arrest people who have criminal charges and are in the country illegally. He did not, as I said, say anything specific about this judge in Newton. This is what he said.
I have no plans to prosecute judges. I'll say this. The ICE agents who are enforcing the immigration laws, they're enforcing a federal law. And so if you don't like that federal law, change the law. But until that happens, members of the executive branch, prosecutors, agents, they're going to enforce that law. And as a corollary to that, if you obstruct what they're doing, you're committing a federal crime because you were obstructing enforcement of a federal law.
Also, he was asked if he thought that this would be having a chilling effect on people. And he said, nope, he doesn't think it is having that kind of an effect on people cooperating with law enforcement because of any deportation fears.
And obviously, immigration enforcement is a priority of this Trump administration, the president who put Lelling in this job. Mm-hmm. And there's more news out of Washington. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said just yesterday that the Senate will vote on a new federal crime, criminal justice reform bill. Did Lelling talk about that, how the federal bill could affect his work here in Massachusetts?
He said his office has been following this legislation very closely because, as he put it, it would change the landscape, particularly in areas such as reducing mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug crimes. Here's Lelling again.
I think the biggest change under the bill as currently written would be its impact on what they call truth in sentencing in federal court. Generally speaking, if you get 5 years in federal court, you're going to serve pretty much 5 years. The new law, if it's passed, would change that sum by increasing the availability of reductions in sentences for people in jail who participate in rehabilitation and reentry type initiatives.
Essentially, Cal, Lelling said, if the president supports this legislation, I support it. He also reflected a bit on his first year in office, which was the point, really, of today's roundtable. And he was asked about how the turbulence in Washington has been affecting the office. And he said he thinks morale is good. He said productivity's up 30% over the last fiscal year. Of course, folks said, how do you know? How do you measure productivity? And he said that's based on the number of indictments. He also said he's hired 21 new federal prosecutors just in the Boston office this year, which is the most the office has ever hired. So all in all, he said good, but he did admit that it would be nice to have a permanent federal U.S. Attorney General in place.
And he said he likes Bill Barr.
And he did say that.
That is WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker. Deb, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.